Who is it referring to?
Yourself.
Uh-huh. So if it's not an action, it's a state of being. It's a state of being. She was cute. State of being had to do with her being. What about I'm ugly? Action or being?
Being.
Intelligent. I am intelligent. Action or being?
Being.
He is stupid. Action or being?
Being.
You are a bum. Action or being?
Being.
Right, being has to do with the person, not with their actions. One of the things that you'll learn in the River of Touches is that we are critical and we can criticize or praise, negate or praise a person's actions. Type it in the text chat, everybody. This is the River of Touches, or Flow of Recognition. We use them alternatively. In our river, you praise or negate a person's actions. When it comes to our being, the being of members in our family, black people, we always, the only thing that we do and are allowed to do is praise the being. So no jokes, no sarcasm, no anything that articulates the negative being are allowed. I don't care how much is on television. I don't care how much your peers do. We have been too long in this white cesspool of death. That's not just death by bullets. It's also death by words. Have y'all ever seen those old movies where you'd have somebody with a pie thrown in their face as a joke? Jabari, you ever seen those movies?
Yes.
And then the soundtrack goes, ha 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 ha. So you're laughing at another person's misfortune. That's what white culture teaches you to do, teaches us to do. Somebody falls, and we laugh at their falling. When you see that, it's the presence of white supremacy in our families, in our culture, among our peers. There are other ways to laugh, other ways to joke. Besides laughing at someone's misfortune, and worse, causing it. To then turn around when Farasha, this is not the first time. You've done it twice in class, where you've dished out negate being statements under the guise of I'm sarcastic. It's very white of you. Stop it. Not everybody. It's not just you. We all get influenced, have been influenced and affected by white supremacy. That's why we have to heal from it, sister. And not only that, we learn to put something in its place. I'm calling on y'all to be a leader among your peers, to show them how to joke and other things without us dissing us at the being level. We live in an environment that tells you every day that you're a bum, that you don't matter, that you don't count, that you're stupid, that you're a thief, that you're oversexed, that all you care about is money, that you don't deserve to live, that you're innately criminal. That's the white supremacist world that surrounds us every day. And I'm not saying to my brother the same thing that white people would say to us. I can learn to laugh in a different way. I can learn to communicate in a different way. Now, Jabari, more than anybody else in this group, this is something you know, because I've spent personal time with you more than I have any other person here going over this very thing. Now, this is the intersection. Right now, I'm going to talk about the intersection. You type this in the text chat, between flow and fam, between the flow of recognition or river of touches, and feelings as messengers. Intersection between flow and fam. Well, before I go there. I'll just go there. Jabari, you said that you offered help, which I believe, and Allie didn't take your help. How'd you feel about that? And there are only six
user joined your channel.
You can welcome Nadir. I'm sad that you are late, brother. Glad you are here. We're processing a conflict that happened over the weekend using WHB technology. FAM stands for feelings as messengers. Flow is the flow of recognition. Also, sometimes RT, the river of touches. I leave out the O when I'm shortening it because I'm not wanting to project rot. Yes, you can. Jabari, I asked a question. You tried to help Allie. She didn't want or take your help. What did you feel? You have one or more of six to say.
I felt sad because it wasn't just like she didn't take my help.
Whenever you say sad, then you go to the loss.
I'm about to. I'm just saying I wasn't just sad because she didn't accept my help.
I was
sad because she had cut me off because she thought I was taking Farasha's side. So I was sad because I thought I was gonna lose a friend. And also, I was scared because I thought that we were going to lose peace in the group.
Great. So you were sad and scared. Sad that she didn't take your help. Scared Alright, so you were sad and scared that you would, the group would lose peace. And what was the other sad there? Sad she didn't want your help?
And sad because she was trying to cut me off.
Well, that's not sad. Oh, well.
Sad because.
So sad because she cut you off. Okay. Were you angry because she cut you off?
Well, I mean, yes, because,
that's
like.
Fine. That's fine. You don't have to explain it. I'm just asking. The first thing to do, y'all, is you get what the feelings are and you put them out. You let yourself know what they are. So you got sad and you got scared and you got angry. Those are the feelings. And each one of those send to your brain a message. Now, when you substitute one for the other, I'm not going to go through the messages right now because this is what you're going to do tomorrow. When you substitute one for the other, and you said you substituted, so what did you substitute for what, Jabari?
I guess since I was angry, I guess I didn't substitute. I just didn't deal with my anger properly.
Angry and substitute too.
I know I showed anger, but I was actually feeling anger. So is that a sub? I think I just didn't deal with my anger properly.
No, we don't go for that. You can take that someplace else. Deal with it properly. See, there's a particular whatever. So I can feel anger about one thing and sad about another thing, and I can substitute anger for my sadness and still have anger about another thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I can feel sad that I offered some help and somebody didn't want my help. I can also feel anger because the way they rejected my help may have been abrasive. And what can guide my action is often my substitution that they didn't want my help. So I enlarge my anger way beyond what would normally be if somebody just responded that way and I wasn't offering help. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you said it when you wrote it correctly earlier. So what did you substitute for what?
Anger for sadness.
Huh?
Anger for sadness.
All right. Well, now here's the intersection of flow and fan. Whenever we substitute one feeling for the other, it's called inauthenticity. Type that word in the text chat. Inauthenticity. Inauthenticity. It's the opposite of being authentic. The opposite of being true. The opposite of being real. Inauthenticity. When we substitute one feeling for the other, our feelings aren't authentic. What we express is not authentically, it's not truly, not really what we are feeling. If there is one thing that is consistent in white culture, it is inauthenticity. They taught us this very well. This is the manipulation, incidentally. When we're talking about brutality and coercion and then manipulation, where we take them as competent and legitimate authority. And so the way they start joking, the way they start responding, is the way we respond. So those people who raped us and killed us and snatched us and brought us here, we take as competent and legitimate authority and we copy their way of communicating. So we substitute inauthentically. And whenever we do, we open the door, and that is how white people, white supremacy, enters into conscious families. It's how it enters into the bedroom of married couples and those who are intimate. It's how it enters into relationships between siblings that are otherwise loving. And it enters on what we call the S and I line, superior and inferior. And what comes out of our mouths is what is scripted by society when we substitute. Type that in the text chat. You'll go deeper in it tomorrow. Whenever we substitute, and what comes out of our mouths is what we've been programmed to say by our oppressors. So if you were walking with Ali Jabari and some white person came up to her and say, "Fuck you. I'm only repeating what you said, son, and I'm repeating it like that because that's what you said to her." What would you say or do to that white person, or want to say or do to them, who was insulting your sister like that?
Beat him up.
So why'd you step into their shoes and start doing their work for them?
I don't have a reason. I don't have an answer.
See, the essence of manipulation is that I get other people to do my work for me, right? I can manipulate others, don't take much effort, don't have to pay them any money. I manipulate them to do my work. So in your free thinking self, your intelligent self, you're deciding that you're justified because she didn't take your help and cut you off. Then you say things that you would beat somebody up if they said them to her. Now, Farasha, when you heard about this part of what he said, what was your response to him?
But he needed to calm down and stop being ridiculous. Like, I just told him he was taking
it. Stop it right there. Stop being ridiculous. It's a state of being verb in there, right?
Yes.
Learn to listen to yourself and focus on the behavior. I'm glad that you said truthfully what you said to him. I appreciate that. I also want you to start hearing, I am, are, is, be. What comes after that, when you're talking about us, needs to be something positive. While you still can criticize the behavior, so you could say, stop saying ridiculous things, or stop hurting Allie. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Notice there, I'm not asking you to be a good, this is not a goody two-shoes model where everybody is so positive and don't nobody say nothing negative. You know, no, you can be straight. I don't like what you said. Stop it. That's not a good thing. I don't appreciate that. You focus on the behavior. So, the intersection of flow and fam. In fam, feelings as messengers, when we substitute one feeling for the other, as we are trained to do by these white folks who created this system, when we substitute, then the script that guides our substitution is not of our making. Very good. Good. And just take being out. So you might say stop acting or saying ridiculous things. Okay, Farasha? Because being is a statement about his being. Okay? Although that's what we just don't even get close. Just like we don't say enslaved although that's not technically saying we were slaves. We don't even get close. Okay. So we just, and yeah, we're particular about this. Because either we use this kind of model, or we keep injuring each other under the guise of joking. And old people are too sensitive, etc. And we're doing white people's work. When we say healer, we're not talking about when just eating the right food. We're not talking about just praying the right prayer. We're talking about this right here. That we, in our communication with each other, it's healing, even when it's in conflict. At the very least, it is not re-injuring. You don't do white folks' work for them against our people and yourself. That is the commitment that we make, and that is what we're learning not to do. Do you understand that, Jabari?
Yes.
And do you understand that you were a white boy, a man, young man, in blackface when you type those words? Your behavior was scripted. It's the kind of thing that a white racist would say to her, right? Wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely, actually.
Mm-hmm. So those words came out of your mouth. They were not of your making. I want you to get that, son. And all of you. When we substitute, the words that come out of our mouths are those provided by the society. You didn't say, "You so wonderful." You didn't say, "You so beautiful." You didn't say, "I love you, and I know you were upset, and I'm going to be your friend always, and I wish you wouldn't interrupt me." Did you?
Before I went off, I said a few things along those lines.
No, I'm not right at that time.
At that time.
See, listen, because if you cut me and I'm bleeding, don't come after you done cut me and I'm bleeding and tell me you love me. You understand that? I don't want to hear. You've knocked me in the head with a bat, and you says, "Oh my God, I'm sorry." You punch my eye out and says, "I love you." Would you want to hear that from me? Would you hear it? Would you trust it?
No.
Doggone right. So it doesn't count after you've done the injury, son. It doesn't count to say I was just playing as a justification. The only thing that could begin to get you back home is to say, "I am so sorry that I hurt you, that my words hurt you. That wasn't my intent, and I see that that was the impact, so I'm sorry about the impact," without defense. And to know you're smart enough, Farasha, your writer, to use other words. Save your hurting skills for your enemy. Not for your family. And because you are hurt doesn't mean you go to war with somebody, Jabari. With another black person. Because they don't like you. Because they don't like your breath. Because they don't like your music. Because they don't like the way you look. Because they don't like whatever. That's not an act of war for you to respond as if you are at war. Do you understand, son?
Yes.
Now, white folks, yeah, You step on their toe. It's an act of war. And the first place they go when they're getting ready to go to war is to first assassinate the person's character and being. Have y'all ever noticed that when the U.S. gets ready to go invade a country, the people become criminals?
Yes.
They become evil. They cease being people. They become evil things. You ever heard of a place called Iraq? And you heard
yes.
invaded Iraq?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all remember, y'all who were young, who the president was of Iraq?
Saddam Hussein.
Very good. Saddam Hussein. And for Saddam Hussein became this evil person in the news. Now, just 6 months earlier, Saddam Hussein was on the U.S. payroll. You ever heard of Al-Qaeda?
Yes.
Yes.
Who was the supposed leader of Al-Qaeda that was supposedly killed?
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden. Did you know that Osama bin Laden was on the CIA payroll?
Yes.
So these people, all of a sudden, though, when it's time to invade, to go to war, then you begin to attack their being, their character. So it is no surprise that you go there, Jabari. You've been trained there. The present, who is the U.S. and Britain, who is Russia and the U.S., and its quote-unquote allies bombing now? What country? Arabian country?
I'm not sure.
Syria. Not sure. Syria. Type it in the text chat. Syria. So the president of Syria is now being called a baby killer. Notice, we're talking about the river of touches here. All of you. And Jabari and Farasha especially. Negate being statements. Attacking the person's character. And then attacking their country or them. I hear you. Right, okay. So, that's the process. You hear every day, it happens all the time. Now, part of why you come here and part of our work is because I understand we help to heal ourselves of the wounds of oppression. I don't mean just because somebody's a bum, the wounds of oppression. I'm talking about that appears in each one of us. That's come down our family line to us. We learn about it and we heal it and we stop it. And we put something else healing in its place. So that every time I handle conflict with my folks, I become closer. Wouldn't that be a novel thing? That every time there was a real conflict in the black community, we became closer as a result of resolving it. All right. Think about that. I need 2 minutes.
Microphone muted. Microphone activated.
All right, I'm black. The The point here is the intersection of flow and fam. This is the character assassination that precedes the actual other attack. Okay? So, did you see Jabara? You're doing the same thing? Did you see the character assassination? Go ahead, cut to the chase. Okay. Okay. Then if he can't, then if he can't, then okay. I'll tell him that. I'm telling. Okay. So, my goal is to have you know how much we are influenced and how we communicate with each other by those who oppress us. And for us to make a decision that we will become skilled at how to communicate differently, as opposed to how our oppressor would have us communicate. Do you get that for Russia?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that's a good thing for Russia? You can be honest. Okay, cool. So I hear you say you don't know. You don't. I don't think it's a good thing for us to learn how to communicate with each other in ways other than our oppressor taught us to communicate. Is that right?
I think it's a good thing, but it's a good thing.
It's a hard thing, though, I can tell you that. Because we got to know how to be real with each other. How to say, get out my face. How to say, please don't do that anymore. Or don't you ever do that anymore. We got to figure out how to resolve conflict and be real without being an agent of the oppressor with each other, with our brothers and sisters, mamas and daddies, and each other. Hope you think it's a good thing, because it's a requirement. Jabari, what you said and did was a major transgression. And I assume your parents have talked to you about it, have they?
Yes.
Well, that's the beginning. It means that you're not taking seriously what you're learning here as a requirement. See, WHB is a requirement for those who are in us, in particular if you're in high school. Please go next on tomorrow with Baoku, and y'all will process this more. Have you been to and watched the entire presentation online?
We didn't watch the entire thing. We're still going through it.
By now, you should have watched the whole thing, and you should be going back through it as a review.
By ourselves?
Yes, by yourself. And then you go back through it as a review for a group. By yourself. Take notes. There, it's not like a video. You click on a slide and there it is, and there's audio with the slide. You can cut the audio off. You can listen to it again. You go back to the slide. You go whatever. Yeah, by yourself. And then you come back and then do it together. But you're not like, you know, come on, y'all. What? Maybe it's an hour, 15 minutes. I'm assigning it to you.
I heard most of it on my plane.
I want you to study every page. I want you to ask questions about it. Baoku is most here mostly as a resource. I mean, he'll take you through, but mostly as a resource. That is led by your questions, so that you start applying this to your living now. And if it's something that you don't get in the last 30 seconds, say, I listened to it on the last 30 seconds and I don't understand it. You are responsible for all of it. Especially you, Nadir.
Especially what?
Especially you. Because you've been, you and Alec, because you've been, you two have been here the longest.
So you want us to be responsible for that presentation?
Yes, you need to know everything in the presentation, son.
Okay. I mean, okay, nothing. I don't have nothing to say.
Yes. I'll take my tone back, and it's like, if you didn't know that before, then you will. But, and the class may not be guided by it every time. This time it's going to be guided by this particular conflict. Because everything is a teaching opportunity. Everything is a learning opportunity.
I did want to say, I mean, I do apply what we have learned to helping out myself and helping out my friends.
Here. Good, come on. I mean, I believe like, you can say more.
That's it. I mean, I was just noting that.
Good. I'm glad that you... All right. Now, did you know about this situation this weekend? Were you a part of this conversation?
I was not.
Okay. When did you learn about it?
Just now.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll hear more about it tomorrow. For Russia. Write down these six feelings. Type them as I say them, please. Mad, sad, scared, joyful, peaceful, powerful. Got them? When those are the six primary feeling families. All your various emotions that your authors use, that are in television, that are in music, all of them are some combination of those six. Some derivative, that means being derived from, a smaller version, or some combination or amplification of those six. Which ones of those, when Allie confronted your calling her a bum by saying words hurt. At that moment, not talking about what happened before, you felt scared? Is that what you're reporting?
Yes.
All right. And the danger was what? Or you were scared of what? Go ahead, say it however you would normally say it. What were you? The danger of your actually being me.
Yes.
Okay. You mean that somehow that may be actually true, somehow lurking down inside you, right?
Right.
All right. So if I make the statement, I am mean, is that a being statement about me or is it a doing statement about me, Farasha?
It'd be a being statement.
Exactly, which means it ain't allowed here. Which means it ain't allowed for you to even say that and believe that about yourself. That you're being me. Now, that doesn't mean that Wekesa can't do something that was, that you might call mean, or do something that was a had a negative impact on someone. So, sister, there's no part of me that believes that you are mean. Can you do hurtful things? Uh-huh. The first time you said something sarcastic, it was hurtful here in this class. All of us have, will do hurtful things that hurt people. Sometimes there are things that we intend to do, where we intend to hurt them, maybe because they hurt us or something. And sometimes we do it in defense because we're afraid of being hurt. And sometimes we do it because white people have taught us to, and taught us how to justify it in our minds. So I'm glad that you're aware that you are feeling scared, because you can take that to class tomorrow and start there. When he talks about feelings as messengers, and when you listen to this video, it's at feeltheflownow.com/OD. That is not to be shared with anybody outside of our school. You can share it with your family members. It's a good idea for your family members to listen to it with you. Y'all discuss it. If you go there and it's password protected, it will be Aya, all lowercase. In this case, right now, it's not. Alan?
Yes.
Upon being hurt by Jabari, you decided you were going to hurl some negative beings at him.
Yes.
Same question to you. If it weren't this situation and some white person said something to Jabari and walked up to him and said, "Fuck you."
I was laughing.
Mm-hmm. And because he hurt you, you felt justified in becoming white, huh?
Yes.
That's how they got it programmed. So when y'all talk about black people like crabs in a barrel, when you hear all that stuff, know that that's programming, and that that programming is also in you, and you have done it. And the reason you're here is you're learning not to. Now, if it's okay to be learning it, and it's okay to take a while. It's not okay not to embrace it. When we have WHB weekends, we have guidelines, and we say, is this something you're willing to abide by? If people says, no, we're not willing to abide by it, we say, thank you very much. And there is a door. Maybe this is not for you. We love you. Goodbye. To make this a safe place to be African, a safe place to be authentic, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to be in conflict with each other. There's no question about it. And we want it to be a safe place to do that. That we can correct our mistakes, our bumps, without going to war or having our being negated. that I can say I don't know, that I can make an error on a paper, that I can fail a test, that I can guess and guess wrong. All of that, if we create a safe place for that. And to create a safe place for that, we have to make it a place where negate beings don't live, regardless of the justification. Do you understand that, Jabbar? Do you understand that, Jabbar?
Yes.
Do you understand that, Farasha?
Yes.
Do you understand that, Allie? Allie, you can say goodbye. I'm finished with this conversation, or you can just hang up. We're not at war with each other. I don't mean we take abuse. I'm not telling you ever take abuse from anybody. Tell them to stop. Leave. Change your number. Be with somebody else. Don't return fire. Don't return fire. You're not at war. Block the abuse and leave. If you can. Now, if somebody is literally aggressing on you physically, you know, knock them in the kingdom come. I'm not a turn the other cheek kind of baba. At the same time, I'm also not a trigger happy kind of baba. So we will work this situation. It is a learning opportunity. Save the text chat and put it up on your page from this class, just as it is, so the Brother Baoku will have some sense. Actually share it with him ahead of time. The three of you send him an email, so that he knows what's coming up, and tell him that you've been instructed to by Bob Wakessa to use WHB to help to come to both understand it and come to some resolution. You got that, Allie, Farasha, and Jabbar?
Yes.
All right. It's break time. Take 5 minutes, Jabari, everybody, and 5 minutes, everybody except for Ali, Jabari, and Farasha, y'all take 5 minutes and go on to Soul Power, although I haven't decided whether it's going to be a Soul Power class or Economic Conundrum class, but go on there, and Farasha, and Jabari, and Ali, you take 5 minutes and meet me back here for
User left your channel.
Got to rock and roll for at least 10 minutes before class.
User left your channel.
See you in 5 minutes.
Microphone muted. Microphone activated.
I'm back, Ali Farasha and Jabari.
I'm back.
I'm back.
All right. Apologies are in order, although that's not the same thing as resolution. We'll be working to learn from it. I'm not trying to sweep stuff under the rug. There always are deep backstories to each one of your actions and reactions. So, well, right now, given that we started with identifying what you did to contribute, and this is not that you are responsible for everything that happened. You're just responsible for the part that you played to contribute to a negative outcome. So would you please say what you did and apologize for that thing or things that you did or said that contributed to the negative outcome, and apologize to the person that you articulated it to.
Okay, I apologize for confronting you in the way that I did, which was
Say the exact words. No general stuff here.
Okay. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I apologize for...
Do you remember calling her a bum?
I wasn't talking to her directly, but she thought I was. I was talking to Jabari, but I was...
You were calling Jabari a bum?
Yes. We were having a conversation, and he said something, and Ali was like, LOL, and I was like, I called him a bum or something like that. And she said, I'm not a bum, where it's hurt for. And then, yeah.
So that's an easy fix for Rasha. So what was you didn't respond to Ali? That wasn't intended for you. Sorry, sis, I was talking to Jabari.
That's what I said. Well, I said something along those lines.
Really?
Yeah, I did, but what happened was really resolved.
Remember, this was text. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I said, what? I'm trying to remember exactly what I said. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm sorry. And then I left.
Okay. So... Again, there's a difference between intent and impact. If I am coming to help you, let's say we're at an Aya dinner, and I'm going to help because you've got your hands full, and I'm going to help you with a plate, and I spill the plate accidentally all over you. Even though I was trying to help you, my intent was not to trash your new dress and embarrass you, have food all over the place. I did, though, right? So what I start with, oh, I didn't mean that. You can't be mad at me. How would I start if there were a situation? So we're out at an Aya dinner. You're dressed to kill. I'm going to help you out because I'm nice, and I see you struggling. And in my helping, I spilled a plate of food all over you. What's the first thing I'm going to say?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
For the impact, not for the intent. For whatever I did that had that impact on you, because that's not what I intended. Instead, it sounds like you got pissed and then excluded her. So you say left, but basically you continued the conversation with the other three people and excluded her.
That isn't what happened. I left that conversation. We were talking about shoes or something like that. And I left the conversation. And who did I go? I think I went to go talk to Yamazin about, I was talking about how Ali called me out about that and then how she said stuff like that, but she expected me to have a hard skin and she should just be sensitive. And that's what I was upset about. And that's what I went to talk to Yamazin about because...
Okay, hold on.
I don't know. I was scared to address the problem. She said you should just talk to her about it instead of talking to me.
Exactly. I got the same things. I think her advice to you was really great. Why didn't you take it?
I did.
Oh, you did? You decided you were going to talk to Allie about that?
Yes. I told her.
Okay, good. So now here's what's important. So she confronts you about something that she took that you said, whether you said it or not. And you don't apologize for that. You raise when she's hurt you in the past. What's the problem with that sequence? So let's go back to my scenario. I spill food all over you. And you say, what, Baba Wakesa? And I said, well, you've hurt me before. Would that be appropriate?
No.
It's true. It may be true that you hurt me before. But then it's just as a defense. Yeah. So it continues to put down. So you got to take care of the current situation, honestly. And then you can bring up the others. You can realize that, wow, she confronted me. I also need to confront her on some things, and I haven't done that. And she probably would be open to that, or at least in a different way, not right then, because, you know, I just build stuff on you. You ain't want to hear nothing about what I did in the past, because I'm only offering that as a defense. So I start attacking what you did to me, go offense, as a defense. I just want you to be clear about what you want to apologize for.
Okay. I apologize. One second. I'm sorry. I apologize for saying bum to any of you guys, because that was rude and not nice. And I also apologize for getting upset when you addressed the problem instead of just apologizing for it authentically. And telling you how I felt about the way you can't hear me?
No, you said you're upset because I addressed it, Baba?
Yeah, because...
Keep going. Clarify, go ahead.
You addressed, you said that words hurt, and yes. I apologize for lashing out at you, bringing up stuff that you had done, that you had said to me in the past. Okay. Yeah, that's. And then I apologize if you thought like I was being rude when I just stopped talking to you. Cause I didn't think I was doing that because I was just trying to calm down so I didn't lash out again. But yeah, okay.
Closure is so important, particularly when you're in a conflict. If I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, we're talking, arguing or not, and somebody just leaves. What kind of touch is that? Jabari, what's the impact of that touch? Which of those four quadrants would you put it in?
Engaging.
Exactly. As opposed to say, you know what? I need some time. I need to calm down, or I need some time, I'll be back, or what. But just, it's like talking to somebody and just slam and hang up the phone, or just walk out the door. So yes, that was a negate being touched, right? So thank you for apologizing for those. All right, Jabari?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Ali, for telling you that, for saying screw you, and also, I just can't even tell, this is the most guilty I felt in my entire life, literally, I'm sorry.
For what? What is the behavior? Screw you, and what else? Whatever else you did, there's no generalization here. You got to say it and say that's what you apologize for. Anything else you did? Now, Farasha identified a number of things. Her hanging, her leaving the conversation
and,
without telling.
And I'm also... Yeah. I'm also sorry for...
Okay, go ahead.
You gave me an opportunity to resolve the conflict, which no one else here knows. But out of ego, I denied it, and that's when things got the worst. And I'm sorry for that, too.
All right.
I accept your apology, and I apologize to Ryan for reacting the way I did and pushing out when all you were trying to do was be a friend, and for just cutting you off because I could have approached it differently. And I'm sorry for Asha for reacting. I apologize for Asha for reacting the way I did, and I should have approached that problem differently also, and I shouldn't have said what I said to you. And
No.
You gotta be specific.
I should have.
What you said that you're apologizing for?
Well, I apologize for not having an open mind about you being low when you said that I said some hurtful stuff to you in the past and you didn't confront it, so I apologize for that.
Do you accept Farasha's apology?
I accept your apology, Farasha.
Now, good. And that's the beginning. It's not the resolution. And you will not, and you'll continue to move toward it. It won't be resolved until you learn deeply what was going on with you. Ali, thank you for saying words hurt, even if you found out later that those words weren't intended for you. Whenever we receive negate being statements, we need to ask the person to stop, to hold up, don't go there. If you find out that you were in error, then apologize for the error, not for telling someone to stop when you thought that what they were saying was abusive. That's not just for you, Ali, that's for everybody. Do y'all understand that? You don't take abuse. This is not a model where you're supposed to take abuse and figure out, oh, she didn't
mean it.
User
in your channel timed out. User entered your channel.
That's how you get to healing. When you don't, it's when something is said and you don't say anything. Something is said, you don't say anything. Something is said, you don't say anything. Don't say anything. Then what's going to happen later on? After you not said anything and not said anything and not said anything, next time it happens, what's going to happen? Any of you? You don't have any idea?
Jenny?
Two things. You explode or implode. You either keep it in and it explodes inside. We call it imploding. And that's fibroid tumors. It's high blood pressure. It's skin rashes. Or explode. Where you've been carrying stuff, and somebody does a little something like step on your toe and you take out your gun and shoot them. Or you say things that are extremely hurtful, way beyond the situation, because you've been keeping it in. Please don't do that. Please don't keep it in. All right. I'll see you, and see you in
Soul Power.
Soul Power. Thank you very much. See you there. Let's go.
User left your channel. User left your channel. User left your channel. Channel switched.